I have been so conflicted sometimes in the past that I'm saying, I don't know what and why in the world did I do that? That's the stupidest thing I've ever done in my entire life. And you look back and you say, I cannot believe I did that. And here you are, and you eventually do something stupid to someone else, and you finally fess up to it, and maybe you go apologize to them. You know, if you're right, maybe you just hold on to it for generations. I mean, there's families that have held on to some silly thing that happened, and it goes on from generation to generation. I'm sure you can think of many situations like that. But it's a conflicted passage in Romans. But it does end in peace. At the very end, he says, I'm just a miserable human being. Who in the world will deliver me from this dead corpse? And he said, thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the answer. I believe that the evil one uses us against us. I believe without a shadow of a doubt we are subject to experiments with the devil. He says, well, let's see, if I push this button, what happens to him? You know, if I do something, if I put this person out in the same lane, do I pull a gun out and shoot the person? Which is what happened in that young teenage girl driving down, trying to get on the ramp at the same time as the other guy, and feels like he's been done wrong somehow. And what does he do? He pulls a gun out and shoots her. What would cause someone to do that? You could say, well, the devil made me do it. Well, you know, guess what? He's not going to hold in a court of law. He's going to spend the rest of his life in jail. And the family of the young girl are going to remember that tragedy. It's going to be a loss in their lives, the rest of their lives. There's so many crazy things that happen. And we can say, well, I was conflicted. I didn't know. I knew I shouldn't do that, but I did it anyway. And sometimes I believe that I have to take a deep breath. You know, sometimes anger wells up in me for I don't know why, unknown reasons. And if you don't control it, it can have a life of its own. So what do? You take a deep breath and maybe go to the passage in Matthew. It says, come to me, all of you who are struggling hard and carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Put on my yoke and learn from me. I'm gentle and humble, and you will find rest for yourselves. My yoke is easy to bear, and my burden is light. How can God use us to make disciples for Christ if we can't even be used ourselves as a disciple for Christ? A lot of times I see people that are so into the Word, so into the Scripture, but they're not doing the fundamental things that God and Jesus instructed us to do, and that is to go out and reach others for Christ. It's not just coming to church. It's what do you do outside of church that makes all the difference in the world. And unfortunately, you see it in the news all the time. Someone makes a mistake, and they're not of the right mind when they made the mistake. And you can see how Jesus was frustrated when in Matthew he says, how am I going to compare this generation? You know, well, you're like a child sitting in the marketplace calling out to others. We play the flute and you just did nothing. And we sang a song at a funeral and you weren't even sad. You weren't even, didn't even mourn. But yet, he gives us the solace, the peace. Come to me, all of you who are struggling. So, that's the advice
well put in Matthew, and you see the example in Romans of the conflict. You put those two together. How do you avoid conflict? Come to Christ, and He'll make it better. Let us pray.